Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This book for you.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Alan Mates is here. That's right. Alan's back. We've missed him, haven't we? Alan is the future. He's at Radiant One, and I've known Alan a long time. He and I used to work plow the fields together and work for same company as vendors, and he's one of the top guys I know in the world to help us put our best foot forward with customers, and whether it be the old traditional way, the classic way of the way he and I came up, or the new stuff that we've learned, right, Alan?
That's right. So Alan, keep learning it every day.
That's right. Alan's like me. He's been around the block a couple of times and lived to tell about it. That's the main thing, right, Alan, to be able to live to tell about it.
You got to live to tell your story.
Things have changed a lot, though, since we started out, haven't it? Has it with regard to how people go to market?
Yeah, the whole world has changed about not how we go to market, or not only how we go to market, but also how, you know, in this age of the customer, as you like to say and write about in that wonderful book, it's how people shop and how people search for information.
Yeah, yeah. There's no question about it. And so one of the things that I know that you're working on these days is helping people decide whether their marketing should be inbound or outbound. I'd like for you to tell us what the difference is and how we should decide.
Well, the way that we have our people talk about inbound and outbound is really to simplify it and not overcomplicate it in this world of digital transformation. It's really to look at inbound marketing is when that customer or that prospect is coming into your various communication channels and seeking content. Mm-hmm. Outbound is when the marketer is pushing the information to their mm-hmm. constituencies.
Mm-hmm. So inbound is throwing bait out there, so to speak, to get them to follow you home and maybe make a decision there. And outbound is pushing the message out to help them make a decision away from your website or away from your operation.
I think that's a great way to put it, Jim. Inbound is throwing that bait out there and throwing it in all different places. And
try to get them to follow the breadcrumbs home.
So you can follow and you can engage them and reel them in.
Right.
And the old-fashioned way of outbound, which is still implemented and effectively and can be a very valuable tool in your marketing toolbox.
Right.
But many times marketers tend to try to push their message down their customer or prospect's throat.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer doesn't have time for that today.
Well, they don't have to. They not only don't have time, they don't expect to give you the time, and they expect to take their own time in learning what they need to know, and it never occurs to them that they need you to tell them.
That's correct. And they're looking at doing what they want, when they want it, and how they want it.
Right.
And what they want to see, at least in the research that we've been privy to, is no matter which device or which channel they're seeking their information and their content, they want to see a consistency amongst the brands that they choose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what some people are calling this omni-channel marketing. And it's the consistency across the communication channels and communication devices that customers and prospects are seeking information.
So well, you're consistent. You know, we used to call it, I'm trying to think of the term, but you had the same basic message for radio or for print or for television.
That's right.
It's like that, except now it's social media, it might be texting, some kind of mobile connection, some kind of online ads, right? Those kinds of things?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Across all of those different ways mm-hmm. that we all get communication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's mind-boggling today to think about how quickly things are changing. And
mm-hmm.
if you ask, you know, many of our businesses out there are targeting this wonderful group that we've named the Millennials.
Right.
Do you know what the Millennials most use search engine is today?
What?
It's YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They want to see the video.
It's not Google. It's
that's
not
a good,
Chrome.
That's a good point.
They're searching for everything on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So are we...
Let me ask you a quick question before we go to break.
Sure.
Is social media community building... That's not the same thing. When you talk about inbound, outbound marketing, you mean things that are close to a call to action, right? You're talking about real attempts to get people to buy stuff, not community building.
Yeah, I basically am, Jim. That's
all right.
Correct.
Hold on to that thought. We'll develop this a little bit more, folks, after these messages with Alan Mates. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.